Theater attendance has been declining in recent years. However, Hollywood still churns out films that people will go see in droves. Some movies fail to return the investments because of bad reviews from critics, yet some movies do very well against negative reviews, such as the Pirates of the Caribbean films. The one critic that has Hollywood on its heels is the general public. That is right. You, the viewer. Average moviegoers are now film critics, instantly notifying their friends and families of what they thought of a film they just saw. This would not have been made possible without the invention of the cellular telephone. One such moviegoer took advantage of the resources available to him and began his own film review program. His name is Andres Segovia. His program is called The Critic Corner.
This is the first time I'm going to be doing the Critic Corner podcast. Hopefully there'll be a future for this one, taking advantage of my
Your
external
audacity.
online hard drive. Yeah, especially the Audacity program. I am
Using
Andres
audio
Segovia,
recording
the
software,
host and editor of the
his
Critic
mega
Corner.
library of movie soundtracks at his disposal, and quick links to movie information on the internet, Andres prepares a program in his own time for his subscribers via email, through a newsletter, and perhaps a podcast. Your newsletter. Will you move to reviewing films through your podcasts?
No. See, if I were to do reviews over audio, then I would need like movie bites, and I can't get a hold of those. It's just too difficult. And I think that people like seeing pictures, and I love writing too. So it keeps it fresh for me. If I continue writing, I won't lose that skill. And when you see pictures on the poster and the link to the trailer and all that, it's neatly laid out, and it's kind of like a springboard in case I ever do open the website. Bam, I got all the information. I just need to paste it onto a web page, and voila, there you go.
For your program, what resources do you use to inform your audience about upcoming films and box office performances?
There's quite a few, actually. I'm gonna try to remember them off the top of my head. I know for one, there's the Internet Movie Database. I use Yahoo Movies. That one, along with BoxOfficeMojo.com. Yeah,
Those
I
are
use
quite
those.
the resources.
Well, thank you.
You are an amateur film critic. Yet sometimes you predict box office performances better than the gurus, the expert film critics. How do you determine a box office hit from, say, a box office flop, even if the film is tracking strong with fans?
I don't pretend to be like a prophet or anything, but it's all really statistics. And sometimes, how do I feel about it? And putting my biases aside.
So, in other words, you go with your gut.
Gut feeling, yeah. Go with your gut.
Audiences have knee-jerk reactions if a popular comic or novel is adapted into a screenplay. Fans of either genre or literature are among the first to see those films. Take, for instance, The Passion of the Christ, a self-marketed film about a biblical figure of who Christian churches associate their beliefs with, became the most successful R-rated film of all time. Andreas was one of the first ones to see it. But he's not just into historical epics. He enjoys low-profile comedies, such as 2001's Rat Race.
What do you mean, that's it? I'm not giving up. And neither are you. And neither am I. I'll tell you something, brother. If we're not flying out of here, no one is flying out of here.
But ask him which is his favorite comic book film, and his eyes light up. He is overwhelmed with passion of a movie, the very ingredient that has made his program so successful.